Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 12, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckman. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm really doing good, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. This is seems to be a little bit of a quiet time in the racing world these next 2 weeks, I would think. I didn't see too many stakes races.
No. The menu this weekend is very light, and based on weather conditions, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, that's true. It's been snow and cold out east.
Yep. So I took a run at some races, and hopefully they'll, because they're graded stakes, they'll stay on the turf, and hopefully they'll run the races. So, yep. But there was a part of me early in the week that just said, you know what, maybe we should just take a breather. I downloaded the past performances for a couple of the stakes that I saw were available, and they got kind of interesting to me. And I was like, okay, I think I'll go for it this week. So, Dave, it's not going to be too long. Fairgrounds will be opening up, and Gulfstream Championship Meet will be starting, and we got the Pegasus Cup January. So there's some good racing coming up, but this is definitely one of the leaner weekends, but it's okay.
Right. Nope. That's why we love doing this. All right. Let's make sure you are visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, all the links to listen to us. You can click all the links. You can click one of the links. All the bases are covered. Be sure you join our Facebook group. We actually had a message last week. We'd like to see more on the Facebook group. The link is on our website as well. We might post videos or any other items on there. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, all you have to do is ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts Horse, Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes or any other picks he might find. Over 23,000 downloads now at this point in time here, 300 last week. We really appreciate you listening. Also, make sure you go to our donation page. Our donation page is at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We'd appreciate you giving us a donation. Keep the lights on here. Review the agenda. This you'll review last week's results, and then you have a horse nugget segment this week. You're going to talk about workouts. That's always a good topic. And then handicapping. You got three races between three different tracks: Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, and Del Mar. So go ahead and give us your wrap of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So one of the things I wanted to mention, you were talking about the downloads. We had over 300 downloads of stakes races at Gulfstream Park West. So that was a pretty nice download Saturday for kind of a track kind of off the radar screen in terms of one of the prime tracks. So I was pretty pleased with that. And at least down in Florida, we got some fast tracks and a turf course that at least resembled a turf course, and we could run the races. So Dave, to summarize, we handicapped five stakes races last Saturday at Gulfstream Park West. We had two top pick winners, and had you just straight out bet just the top picks over the five races, you would have wound up with a 58% return on your investment, which is really nice ROI. We also had two top three pick winners. So of the five races, four of the winners could be found in our top three picks. In one of the races, we had the exacta and the trifecta, if you included all of our picks. So, pretty nice Saturday, pretty effective Saturday.
Yep.
Overall, 331 stakes handicapped, 146 top two pick winners, 44% of the time. The winners of these stakes races are being found in our top two picks.
Can't beat that at all. So let's move right on to the horse nugget segment. So you're going to talk about workouts. Lots of good different details about that.
Dave. So I've talked about workouts before, and I'm sure we've had a nugget segment on it. This actually comes from a question that my friend Tim asked, which was, just what was my opinion of some of these clocker reports that are out there that you can buy. You get the workouts in the Daily Racing Form and in BrizNet and all the other places that you can buy past performances. But there's also guys and gals who just show up at the racetrack and clock horses for workouts and then write up their own clocker reports and then sell that information. I don't have an opinion one way or another. I would be interested if any of the listeners, either through Twitter or an email, you know, communicated to me things that, you know, clocker reports that they've seen effective, that, you know, the names of the service, things like that. And, and then I would be, you know, more than glad to repeat those on an upcoming podcast. You know, just as far as workouts in general are concerned, you know, I like to see bullet workouts in a horse's workout line. I usually like those bullet workouts to be two or three workouts back from the most recent workout. And then I like to see what I call maintenance workouts, just some easy workouts. But there are trainers that also do what I call the blowout workouts, where you know, horse has been training nicely, and then right before, 3 or 4 days before the race, they race them really hard for a really short period of time, you know, usually like 3 furlongs, and you get a nice blowout workout of them, and that usually primes them up for their race. Maiden special weight races and maiden claiming races, especially first-time starters, you know, many times the workout pattern is all that you've got to go on. And so, you know, I have some things I look for. Like I said, Dave, even if I get 5 or 6 workouts back where I see a really nice workout, and then I see the trainer now just kind of keeping the horse in shape with just some nice, you know, moderate workouts, I know that the horse is ready based on that bullet workout 5 or 6 back. The other thing that you want to do with workouts is you want to start to get familiar with kind of what trainers do. You know, guys like Stevie Asmussen don't train their horses very hard, in terms of, you know, going at it for a workout. Whereas guys like Bob Baffert, certainly when his horses are ready, you see lots of bullet workouts in their workout performance. And so it's just a matter of getting a feel for, you know, what certain trainers do with their workout patterns to get horses ready. I can tell you this, and I haven't put a whole lot of time into it, but at some point in my life I will. I think there's some value to be found in really understanding workout patterns of trainers and when they're really getting their horses ready for a maximum effort. So I'll be interested at some point in time to do a little bit more studying into that, because again, this game's about finding value. And if you can find yourself a nugget or two that no one else is really looking at or uncovering, you might be able to find a pretty nice priced horse. So that's just some of my thoughts around workouts, kind of stimulated by Tim, our friend Tim, who asked me what I thought about clocker reports.
Great information. Yeah. That's, like you said, it's, lots of information out there. You got to decipher what's best for you. So that's why you're listening to us. So let's move right on to the handicapping. Again, we have 3 races, 1 each. The first race you're going to talk about is at Aqueduct. It's the 8th race. It's 1 3/8 miles on the inner turf. It's a grade 3. It's the Red Smith. It's $200,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So let's assume this race is going to be on the turf, and let's assume that it's going to be on a soft or yielding turf course. That's how I've handicapped it, and the handicapping of this eighth race is going to be easy as 1, 2, 3. And I think you'll see what I mean when I get done here. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is Teodoro. Teodoro is trained by Tom Morley. Joel Rosario is going to be the jockey. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line, Dave. Mm-hmm. We get one of my favorite handicapping angles, which is a second North American start, especially for turf horses. We get a 4-year-old horse, which you know that I like, a 4-year-old gelding. So you know that this horse is in the prime of its racing career. Got a nice adjusted speed figure on that race on August 11th, where I did my math and took the minus 14 off the 117 time form rating, came up with a 103 buyer speed figure equivalent, which would be right there. And certainly this horse has been on and had its share of racing on soft and yielding turf courses. I also have noted that this is a grade 3 stakes race, and this horse was in a grade 1 stakes race in its first lifetime start in North America and went off at a respectable 9-1 against Channel Maker, who is, you know, a really nice grade one turf horse. So let's make the one horse Teodoro our top selection in this eighth race at Aqueduct on Saturday. Our second selection indeed is going to be the two horse. So we got the 1-2 part of the 1-2-3. The two horses, Village King, Pletcher Trains, Javier Castellano, 15-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff, Dave. Nice buyer speed progression here through that 81 there at Churchill Downs after coming from Argentina, and then bumped it up and raced a 97 buyer speed figure on a good turf course at Belmont the last time out. We get third off a layoff, four-year-old colt. Most importantly, we get speed. Javier Castellano, who can really walk the dog on the front end on what I'm assuming is going to be a very, very soft turf course. And I really like speed horses on soft turf courses. So so let's put the two horse, Dave, at 15-1. Village King as our second selection. And then to finish off the 1-2-3, let's take the three horse, Zulu Alpha, Mike Maker Trains, Luis Saez the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Let's make this horse our third selection, Dave. Put together a 102 buyer speed figure on that good turf course at Keeneland last time. Certainly has shown ability on turf courses that are off. Maker puts this horse in a grade three stakes race, so back to back grade three stakes races after. He claimed this horse for $80,000 from Neil Howard there at Churchill on September 14th. And you can see, right off the claim, Maker won with this horse, and he's keeping this horse in graded stakes company. So might be over bet. I take a look at Zulu at 5-2 in the morning line and take a look at our second selection, Village King, Dave.
Yeah.
On September 14th, at Churchill Downs, our second selection against Zulu Alpha was 2.5-1. So this tells me that with a horse with a morning line of 15-1, we're going to probably get really good value in a horse that was, bet against the horse that's the morning line favorite. And look at Zulu Alpha. Zulu Alpha was 4-1. So our second selection had a lower price than this horse that's 5-2 in the morning line, and when they raced against each other just a couple of months ago. So, but we'll put it in there. We'll put Zulu Alpha in there as our third selection. So, Dave, to summarize, Aqueduct's eighth race on Saturday, our selections are 1-2-3.
1-2-3, just like that. All right, so let's move on to Churchill Downs. This will be the 10th race. It's a mile and an eighth on the turf. It's a grade three. It's the River City. It's $100,000 for three-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, going to be the four-horse Oscar-nominated. Oscar-nominated is trained by the aforementioned Mike Maker. Tyler Gaffleone is the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. Third off a layoff. Has raced successfully on an off-turf course. Has raced successfully May 6th last year. I believe that was probably Kentucky Derby Day last year. On a good turf course at Churchill, through a 98 buyer speed figure, through another 99 buyer speed figure on a soft turf course at Woodbine. Was on and off track the last two times on the turf and raced respectable. The key for me here is that we're getting third off a layoff with Maker, who does extremely well with turf horses going a distance of ground. Thing seems to be rounding into shape and rounding into form based on some of the those last two performances. So let's make the four horse Dave Oscar nominated our top pick in the 10th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second pick is going to be Big Changes. Big Changes is trained by Brad Cox, Julian Le Peru, the jockey, 5-1 the morning line. I've got noted here, this is a speed horse, and I don't see a whole lot of speed in this race. And on an off turf course, as I just mentioned about that race at Aqueduct, I like horses that can show early speed. This horse also, from a pace standpoint, was cooked on a pretty fast pace the last time and still won, albeit only winning by a neck. So we get We get a Cox and Le Perroux horse. Le Perroux seems to do well with horses that get out on the front end on the turf. Doesn't do well with many others that show early speed, but for whatever reason, turf horses going a distance of ground, he seems to be able to rate those and do a nice job with those. So let's make the five horse, Dave. Big changes. Our second selection in this 10th race at Churchill on Saturday. And our third and final selection is going to be Postulation. Postulation is trained by Michael Matz, is ridden by BJ Hernandez. 5-1 in the morning line. We get third off a layoff. We get triple digit buyer speed figure the last time on a soft turf course at Belmont. Certainly someone could make the case that this horse could bounce off its lifetime high buyer speed figure of 100, but the layoff seems to be sufficient enough. And of course, you know, it's got the nice bullet workout that I look for, which tells me that that top buyer speed figure didn't necessarily take a whole lot out of this horse. So let's make the two horse, Dave. Postulation, our third and final selection in this race, Dave. And one more note, I did not include the three horse Mr. Misunderstood in our top picks. This horse is three. Mr. Misunderstood is 3-for-3 at Churchill Downs, has raced 15 times on the turf and won 10 of them. I have not liked the regression in buyer speed figures. 97 at that race at Ellis, 96 at Kentucky Downs, and then through a 94 buyer speed figure the last time out at Keeneland. I'm not so sure this horse is what he used to be, and certainly will get over bet. So I'm going to take a look and try to play around Mr. Misunderstood and play our top three picks. So to summarize, Dave, Churchill Downs race 10 on Saturday. My selections are going to be 4-5-2.
All right, and then we'll move west to Del Mar. It's the eighth race, short distance, 7 furlongs. It's a grade three. It's the Bob Hope. It's $100,000 for two-year-olds, and get your picks.
So, Dave, you know that I don't like handicapping two-year-old stakes races, yeah. But just had to do it because it was the Bob
Hope. The Bob Hope. Oh, yeah.
right here. Yeah. I love Bob Hope. So I had the handicap.
What the heck?
Yep. So I don't know that I've got a whole lot of pearls of wisdom here. A lot of light raced horses. Let's make the three horse, Dave. Mucho Gusto. Bob Baffert trained Joe Talamo, jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Let's make this horse our top selection. Baffert won with this horse, broke its maiden special weight at Los Alamitos in September. Gave the horse a little bit of a vacation. And in a typical Baffert fashion, has the bullet workout in the holster coming in. Two workouts back. Certainly lots of upside here. This horse is out of Mucho Macho Man, former real class horse Baffert, yep. And his entourage bought this thing for $625,000. So I'm sure this horse is well intended. So let's make Mucho Gusto our top selection, the three horse in Del Mar's eighth race on Saturday. Let's make our second selection, Dave, the two horse Extra Hope. Richard Mandela trains Flavian Pratt's the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse actually stretched out last time, 1/16, won by 8¾ lengths. I like horses that are turning back from distances of a mile or over and turning back to races 7 furlongs. Certainly, I know this horse can go the distance and looks like it's in terrific shape. Out of Shanghai Bobby, another relatively successful sire right now. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Extra Hope, our second selection. And our third and final selection, I tried to find us a price play and a price horse that we might be able to put in the exactas and the trifectas. Let's put the five horse, Dave, owning Simon Callahan trains Mario Gutierrez, the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line. Gets an equipment change. This horse has had three lifetime starts, all with blinkers on. Callahan's going to take the blinkers off. Kind of interesting. Callahan is also going turf to dirt, where he's 22% trainer when he goes turf to dirt. And from route to sprint, when he takes his horse's route to sprint, he's 33%. So what I'm looking at here and what I'm betting on is some of these trainer trends that are in effect here for Simon Callahan. And, you know, at 15 to 1, there's certainly enough changes here with the blinkers off and turf to dirt and the route to sprint angles that we could see an improved performance here. So let's put the five horse Dave Owning and make that our third and final selection here in the eighth race at Del Mar on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 8, Del Mar Saturday, our selections are 3, 2, 5.
All right, let's wrap this up. Make sure you're going to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. You can listen to us there. You can get any information about any of our websites, any of our podcasts. Be sure you go to Twitter. Our Twitter is offthechartshr, and we may have any updates, race day changes, or any other picks. If you have any questions, you want to email us, our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, Dave, actually, I was going to mention this earlier. I was on Google earlier today, and I typed into Google top horse racing podcasts, and they had 20 horse racing podcasts listed as the top horse racing podcasts that are available, and we were right there in the list. It was really cool. It was a really cool thing to see.
I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah. So it was really it's just neat that we just started this as just a couple of buddies talking about horses. And you know, I wasn't sure whether we were going to have, you know, two or three people listening to us other than ourselves. I don't know. It was neat. It was neat encouragement for kind of what's been going on here. So I just wanted to mention that to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Good we've been able to get everybody to listen, and we'll just keep going here. I also want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving in the United States. That'll be coming up on Thursday, of course. And we'll be back here on Friday, the day after, for another fine episode of our podcast here. With that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.